Well, I'm going to try to sing you this song. It was composed by a Cushing Dole man, Don McGonnell. He was a butcher, he was an all-round man. And he composed plenty more, but this one, I'm going to try and sing it. You bachelors all round Cushing Dole who love be Helen Glen, and females all round Cushing Dole who are looking out for men, keep up your heart, take my advice, give up the courting brat, and look for money marrying men like sporting Henry Pott. This youth, he was a farmer's son, aged 60 years or so. He lost his dear beloved one in the days long ago. He sold his farm, his crop and stock, and he bought a sealskin hut. Where was the roving bachelor as proud as Henry Putt? Susanna spoke to Henry, she says, "Now, brother dear, good counsel I will give to you, I'm seldom so sincere. Look out for youth and beauty, not gold nor this or that, and the Lord will send you by and by a little Henry pot. Thank you kindly, sister, I've already tried the game, but youth and beauty will not have my polished up old frame. Saluting, courting maidens by the raising of me hat, the hairless crown betrays the age of sporting Henry Pott." He looked at Grand Glenarriff, then he says, "I won't have you." He hopped across to Brown Glendon to get a better view. He down right through Dunorgan came, and the ladies wondered what was that the boy they heard about, the famous Henry Pott. Then to rank a famous sportsman, he bought a costly gun, telling all courting maids he was General Robert's son. But the wise old surgeon collared him, yet no one knew for what. He looked like a recruiting boar disguised as Henry Pott. Then he bought a fine rumbrella, and the cost was 4 and 6. Then up he went to Malnaskeak to sport around at Dix. Some thought he was a circus clown, "Where did you get that hat?" Mary Dunphy knew it was her lover Henry Pott. This maiden, Miss Dunphy, was prudent, wise and shy, for Henry's gold was glittering and greedy Mary's eye. The neighbour says, "Will you take him on?" She answers, "Well, I what? Wed the Lord of Antrim's Glens, my lover Henry Pott."